السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام.
نتكلم بالكلام في الرؤية. رؤية الله سبحانه وتعالى حق، وأنكر ذلك المعتزلة والجهمية، فقالوا إن الله لا يرى ولا ينبغي عندهم أن يرى، وكذبوا بالأحاديث والآيات التي أثبتت رؤية رب الأرض والسماوات لمقتضى عقلاني محدث مخترع بدعي، أنه لو كان يرى لكان حدا محدودا ولكان جسما مخلوقا عياذا بالله. ولقد جاءت الأحاديث والآيات الدالة على أن الله يرى، وكذب حينئذ الجهمية والمعتزلة الذين كذبوا بذلك، فقال الله تعالى: وجوه يومئذ ناظرة ناظرة إلى ربها، وجوه يومئذ ناظرة بالضاد إلى ربها ناظرة، عداها بإلى التي لا يمكن أن يفهم منها إلا الرؤية البصرية. وكذلك قال الله تعالى: للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة، وفسرها النبي برؤية الله يوم القيامة. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة برؤية الله كما جاء في صحيح مسلم. وقد ذكرنا الحديث الدال على أنه يرى في الآخرة في عرصات يوم القيامة، أي في أرض العرصات، معناها الأرض التي تبدل غير الأرض يوم القيامة، والتي يبرزون فيها لله الواحد القهار سبحانه وتعالى. وقالوا أن الله لا يمكن أن يرى لقوله تعالى لموسى: إنك لن تراني، نعم، ولقوله تعالى: لا تدركه الأبصار، لا تدركه الأبصار. والجواب عن هذه عنتين الشبهتين أو الثلاث: أن العقل لا السليم لا يراد النقل، فكون الله يرى لا يعني أنه جسم كأجسامنا، أو أنه خلق كخلقنا، أو أنه عفوا أو أنه مثلنا، أبدا، ليس كمثل شيء، والسميع البصير. هذا لازم عقلي لنفي النص الشرعي، وهو محرم وكفر باتفاق العلماء، فلا يجوز للعقل أن يناهض النقل إلا كما فعل إبليس. الله أسجد قال أسجد من خاف الطين. وما قوله تعالى لن تراني، فقد جاء في اللغة ما يدل أن لن لا تفيد التأبيد، فإنها نفي للمستقبل مع التوقيت، يمكن أن تكون نفي للمستقبل مع التوقيت، مثل ولن يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم، الموت. قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة خالصة، نعم، قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة خالصة لكم من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولن يتمنونه، هذا الشاعر اللي أقصده، أبدا لن يتمنونه، انظرون لن، لكن قال الله عنهم يوم القيامة هم في النار يصطرخون: يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك، تمنوا الموت ولا إذا لا تفيد لن التأبيد الأبدي. وما قوله لا تدركه الأبصار أي إدراك إحاطة، وما النظرة الإجمالية فممكن لقوله إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة تنامه، وفي الجنة يرونه كذلك لما يقال لهم كما في صحيح مسلم وسنة الترمذي من حديث صهيب بن سنان يقال يا أهل الجنة إن لكم مع ربكم موعدا، الحديث فيه فيكشف الحجاب فينظرون إلى الله ونعطوا نعيما أعظم أو ألذ من النظر إليه. نعم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he says in continuation and in completion around our discussion around الرؤيا and the seeing of Allah عز وجل, then the seeing of Allah عز وجل on the day of judgment is true, and this was denied by the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiya, and they said that Allah عز وجل will not be seen, and it is not befitting that Allah عز وجل is seen. And with this they have denied and belied the ahadith and the ayat that all affirm the seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal, due to a logical or rational reasons that they have come to conclusion with, that are all invented and that are all innovated. And they say that if Allah Azza wa Jal is to be seen, then Allah is being limited, and that in that case, if Allah is to be seen, then He is jisman makhluq, that He is created, that He is something that is like a body that is created. Whereas the hadith and the ayat, it goes against what the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila have claimed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, "Wujuhun yawma idhin nadira." Faces on that day will be radiant and bright. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةً, looking at their Lord. And here it was used إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا, and it cannot be except looking with the eyes. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا, that the eyes are actually looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Yunus, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً, for those who did good, for them is husna, for them is paradise, was ziyada, and more, and an increase. And this was explained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this ziyada, this increase, is the seeing of Allah azza wa jal, as was collected by Imam Muslim rahimahullah. And the hadith explain the urusat al-qiyamah, on that plain and that land, or of the earth on the day of judgment, the urusat, meaning the earth and that plain that everybody will be gathered upon on the day of judgment. The hadith mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen, and that He will show Himself to His creation, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, He will show Himself. And they say, these Mu'tazil and Jahmiyyah, they use some of the ayat to back themselves up in their claim that Allah will not be seen, like wherein Allah Azza wa Jal says to Musa, wherein Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, he's asked Allah to show Himself to him, and Allah says, "Lan tarani," you will not see me, or you will not be able to see me. And likewise, they use that as evidence. And likewise, they use the ayah in An'am, "La tudrikuhu al-absar," that the eyes cannot encompass him. And the response to these evidences that they use is that the sound mind and the sound intellect, it cannot go against the Sharia. The sound mind, it cannot contradict the religion. And Allah Azza wa Jal being seen on the Day of Judgment, it doesn't mean that we are resembling Him and making Him like His creation. Why? Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like unto Allah, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and Allah is the all-seeing, the all-hearing and all-seeing. So, this conclusion that they come to is something that is intellectual, and it is not something that is binded by the Sharia. And this claim of theirs is muharram and is kufr. It is forbidden and it is disbelief ittifaqan. It is something that the Salaf of the Ummah have agreed that it is disbelief and is impermissible. And they have used their intellect and their ration to try and bring harmony to the religion, as Iblis did when Allah Azza wa Jalla said to prostrate to Adam, and he said, "Qala ashtudu liman khalaqta tina." He said, "Should I make sujood and sajda to the one that you made out of clay?" So he used his aql, he used his intellect. As for the first ayah, when and their usage of the first ayah, wherein Musa says to Allah for him to see him, and Allah says, "Lan tarani," that you cannot see me. Then this word "lan" that they use their evidence around, "lan tarani," this word "lan," they use it and they say that it is impossible to see Allah. But in the Arabic language, it does not mean that it is. It doesn't mean that the meaning of it doesn't mean that Allah said that you cannot see me ever. It does not mean that you cannot see me ever. Rather, it is something that is negated, or it's something Allah said that it means that you cannot see me for a time. It's tawqeet. It's something that is a time period that you can't see me. And the example of this, where this word lan was used in a different ayah, which shows that it was not something that is not something that is eternal, is where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا about the Yahud, wherein Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the Yahud, تَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتُ, wish for death. Allah Azza wa Jalla says about them, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ, that they won't, using the word لَنْ, that they won't wish for death, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of what their hands have put forth. But this لَنْ in this ayah, it doesn't mean that it's for eternal, that they will never wish for death. Why in the other ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us on the Day of Judgment, when they are in the hellfire, they will say, "Ya Maliku liyaqdi alayna Rabbuk." They will cry out to the Malik, the guard, gatekeeper of the hellfire, and they will say, "Ya Malik, liyaqdi alayna Rabbuk, let your Lord destroy us." Which shows that this word that was used in the previous ayah, "lan," it doesn't mean for eternity. Why? Because Allah says that "walan yatamannawnahu," that they will not wish for death. But in the other ayah, it says that they will ask that Allah destroys them and puts them to death in the hellfire. So, that first ayah, لَن تَرَانِي, then it is something that is a time period. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said that you will surely see your Lord on the Day of Judgment. Likewise, this next ayah, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ in Surah Al-An'am, that the eyes cannot encompass him. It means إِحَاطَ, meaning the eyes cannot see Allah in totality. It cannot encompass Allah. The sight cannot encompass Allah Azza wa Jal. But as for seeing Allah, then it is possible. As the hadith of that is collected in the Sahih of Imam Muslim and by Tirmidhi, by Suhayb ibn Sinan radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the Jannah that it will be said to the people of Jannah that you have a meeting with your Lord. And in this hadith, it mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal will uncover the hijab from himself. And they will see Allah, and there is nothing that is better than them seeing Allah that they've been given in the Jannah. There will be nothing better than seeing Allah that from the things that they will be given in the Jannah. So this also shows that Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen on the Day of Judgment. Now.
Now. وفي المناسبة قد يسأل سائل منكم يقول ما الحكمة أن الله لم يري نفسه لعباده في الحياة الدنيا وجعل رؤيته ممنوعة؟ والجواب عن هذا أن الله أراد ابتلاء خلقه بالغيب، قال تعالى كما في سورة تبارك الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. لو أرانا الله نفسه في الدنيا أتعطلت هذه الحكمة، نعم، لأنه يوم القيامة يكشف عن ساقه أو ساق فليك بجلاله ليس كمثله شيء، فيقع كل أهل القيامة ساجدا لله ما يبقى أحد إلا سجد إلا من كان يسجد رياء في الدنيا فيريد أن يسجد فيعود ظهره نسأل الله العافية كالطبق لا يستطيع ويدعون إلى السجود يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستجيبون في صحيح البخاري وغيره يكشف ربنا عن ساق فلا يستطيعون يكشف عن ربنا ربنا عن ساقه فإيش فيسجد كل أحد يعني له إلا من كان يسجد رياء فيريد أن يسجد فيعود ظهره قد طبق وكذلك الذين لم يكونوا يسجدون لا يستطيعون وقد أراد بنو إسرائيل أن يروا رب العالمين فطلبوا ذلك من موسى تعنتا فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة وهم ينظرون لكن موسى ما حصل له هذا نعم ما حصل له طلب بني إسرائيل على هذاك الوجه فإنهم متعنتون موسى من شوقه لله وحبه له ويقينه به قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا وحينئذ تاب فلما أفاق قال ربي إني تبت إليك وذلك أنه علم أن السؤال هذا ما كان ينبغي أن يكون منها فانظر كيف ضرب الله مثلا في أمر رؤيته بأقوى رجل نعم وأقوى جماد وهو الجبل ومن البشر موسى فإنه لما تجلى لأقوى البشر خر صائقا وللجبل ماذا حصل للجبل جعله ذكا ليتبين للناس أن الدنيا ليست مكان لرؤية الله ففيها ففي الدنيا كما قال النووي يعطى الناس أبصارا فانية والله باقي فلا يرى بهذا الفاني الباقي سبحانه أما إذا خلدوا في الجنة وكانوا في الآخرة وبعثوا من قبورهم بعد البعثة من القبر تخلد الروح تخلد خلاص فيرى فيرى الباقي أو فيرى الباقي وهو الله بالباقي نعم فاستعدوا لهذه الرؤية عباد الله بالاهتمام بصلاة الفجر وصلاة الظهر وصلاة إيش؟ العصر فإنها صلاتان تؤهلان العبد لرؤية الرب أليس قد خرج البخاري في صحيحه من حديث جرير رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم سترون ربكم يوم القيامة لا تضامون من رؤيته لا ينضم بعضكم إلى بعض ويزدحم بعضكم إلى بعض فترونه رؤية جزئية بل قال إيش قال لا تضامون من رؤيته فإن استطعتم ألا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها فافعلوا إذا بعد سماعكم هذا الحديث هل سيتخلف منكم أحد عن صلاة الفجر غدا؟
لا
لا ينبغي أن تستعدوا تأتون صلاة الفجر مبكرين نعم لأنها تؤهل هذه الصلاة لرؤية رب العالمين ما المناسب أن النبي يقول سترى ربكم لا وانتبهوا يعني لا تغلبوا على صلاتين فتغلبكم أنفسكم والشيطان فتناموا عنها نعم صلاة الفجر وصلاة العصر واليوم أكثر ما يتخلفون عنها هذه الصلاتين مع أن صلاة العصر إيش؟ الصلاة الوسطى أفضل الصلاة في اليوم والليلة. قال حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. النبي في الصلاة كان في صحيح البخاري وهو يحفر الخندق قال شغلونا عن الصلاة الوسطى صلاة العصر، ملأ الله قبورهم وبيوتهم نارا، فسر الصلاة الوسطى بأنها صلاة العصر. وصلاة الفجر كذلك ينامون عنها وهي أثقل الصلاة على المنافقين، فتأهلوا للرؤية عباد الله أمرها عظيم، وهي أعظم من معانقة الحسنوات من حور العين، وأعظم من شرب الماء المعين الذي هو ماء غير آسٍ، واللبن والعسل المصفى والخمر الذي هو لذة للشاربين، رؤية رب العالمين. فأحسنوا العمل باتباع النبي والسلف في اعتقادكم ومنهجكم، وحاسبوا أنفسكم وأصلحوا ذات بينكم، وحافظوا على صلاة الظهر العصر والفجر. ولا يعني أن غيرها تحافظ، لكن إذا حافظت على تينك الصلاتين هذا ما معقول أن تحافظ على غيرها، فإنكم حينئذ ستتحف أبصاركم بأجمل نعيم بصري وهو رؤية الرب. اللهم بلغنا ذلك ربنا ولا تحرمنا بذنوبنا، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين.
And the Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, he says, and by the way, a person could ask and question, what is the wisdom that Allah Azza wa Jal, or behind Allah Azza wa Jal, not, or us not being able to see Allah in this life? And that Allah Azza, and the Sheikh says, that Allah Azza wa Jal never showed himself to his slaves in this dunya, and He made it impossible in this life. That a person could ask, why is it that the servants cannot see Allah in this dunya, and how come it's not possible? And the response to this is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He wished to test His servants whilst He is unseen to them. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, describing the believers, they are the ones who fear their Lord whilst He is unseen to them. Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, this is the book wherein there is no doubt, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, a guidance for the pious and the righteous, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, and those pious were described as those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they established the prayer. And if Allah Azza wa Jal had shown Himself to us in this dunya, then these ayat would have been null and void. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in Allah and believe in the unseen. If Allah was to show Himself to us, then these ayat would be they would be void. Because on the Day of Judgment, as Allah Azza wa Jal, on the Day of Judgment, He will uncover his shin, his saq, his shin, a shin that is yaliqu bijalalihi, that befits Allah's majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody who sees Allah's shin will fall into sujood and sajda in prostration. Except for the person who used to pray and do sujood in this life, riya and out of showing off. There, that person, his back will become like steel and metal, he won't be able to move his back. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ, in Surah Al-Qalam, the day that the shin will be uncovered, وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ, and they will be called to make sajda, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, and they will not be able to. Allah Azza wa Jalla will uncover his saq, his shin, and everybody will make sajda to him except the person, as we previously mentioned, who did it out of showing off and riya, and those people that never believed. And this affair of seeing Allah, Banu Israel, the children of Israel, they requested from Musa that they that he shows Allah to them. They said, "Arin Allah jahra, show Allah to us." And Allah Azza wa Jal said that He punished them for this. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَهُمْ يَنظُرُونَ. And they were taken by a loud noise whilst they were beholding and whilst they were seeing. And likewise, Musa alayhi salam, this affair of seeing Allah, it never occurred for him in this dunya, wherein Musa alayhi salam, he requested from Allah that he sees him. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Lan tarani," you will not be able to see me. But look at the Jabal, look at the mountain. If the Jabal and the mountain stays in its place, then I will show you to myself. And when Allah Azza wa Jal showed himself to the mountain it crumbled to dust. And then when Musa, he came, and Musa, وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa alayhi salam, he fell unconscious. And when Musa came to his senses, he repented to Allah Azza wa Jal, because he realized this question, or he asked Allah, was not befitting. It was not befitting to be for Allah to be asked. So he asked Allah for forgiveness, and Allah says, "Falamma afaqa qala subhanaka inni tubtu ilayka." He said, "Glory be to you, Allah. I repent to you. Wa ana awwalul mu'minin, and I am the first to believe." And this is because, yani, not seeing Allah. Na'am, afwan. The Shaykh says, "Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, look how Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives us the example of the strongest, from the strongest of men, which is Musa, and the strongest of the inanimate, meaning these things that are not living, which is a Jabal, a mountain. How Allah Azza wa Jal, He showed Himself to the strongest of the inanimate things, which is the Jabal, the mountain, and when Allah showed Himself to it, the mountain crumbled. And the strongest person, when he saw this mountain crumble, then he too fell unconscious. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he mentions that Imam An-Nawawi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he mentions that the people in this life, they were given eyes and sight that is faniya, that is going to perish. In this life we have eyes that is going to come to an end. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the ever living. Allah doesn't come to an end. So it is not befitting that something that is going to perish, for it to see one that is ever living. As for on the Day of Judgment, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, when everybody comes out of their graves and are brought back to life, then this life in the Akhirah is a life that is eternal. And on that time, then it is befitting for the eternal to see Allah Azza wa Jal, who He Himself is eternal. And then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, "Prepare, O brothers, for this sight of Allah Azza wa Jal and seeing Allah by taking care of Salatul Fajr and Salatul Asr." And these two salahs, it allows a person, bi'ithnillah, to see Allah Azza wa Jal. As Imam Bukhari collected from Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu anhu, that he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you will surely see your Lord like you see the moon on a full night of full moon. لا تضامون في رؤيته, that you will not have any difficulty in seeing him. So, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued, if you are able to not be busied from Salat al-Asr, praying before the sun comes out and before the sun sets, meaning al-Asr, al-Fajr wal-Asr, then do so. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said that a person should come early for these two salahs, because they will allow him, inshaAllah Ta'ala, to see Allah on the Day of Judgment. And he said, and today, in the time that we live in, these two are the most ones that people are busy from. Al-Fajr and Asr, people are busy from these two the most. And Al-Asr, Salat Al-Asr, is Salatul Wusta, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Hafidhu ala salawati," preserve the prayers, "wa Salatul Wusta," and the middle prayer. And the hadith that is collected by Bukhari, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on Yawm al-Khandaq, Ghazwatul Khandaq, on that battle of Ahzab, when he was digging and he was digging the trenches with his companions and they missed Salatul Asr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they busied us from Asr. May Allah fill their graves and their houses with fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they busied us from the middle Salah, Salatul Wusta. They busied us from Salatul Wusta. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the ayah that mentions Wusta is Salatul Asr. And then he cursed them and said, may Allah fill their graves and their homes with hellfire. And by these two prayers, bi-idhnillah, you will receive something that is even better than the Hur al-Ain. Something that is better than those pure women in the Jannah. And something that is better than drinking that water that never goes bad, or that milk that never goes off, or that alcohol or that wine that doesn't intoxicate in the Jannah. This thing that you, it will allow you to see, it is the seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Shaykh, he encourages that we follow the Quran, and we follow the Sunnah, and we follow the way of the Salaf. And he says that we should bring ourselves to account, and that we should do islah, and we should rectify between ourselves, meaning our brothers, and that we should preserve the prayer. Now,
قال المصنف رحمه الله الإمام أحمد والقرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق. مما أنعم الله سبحانه وتعالى على عباده وهي أعظم نعمة فيما أنزل إنزال القرآن وهو كلام الله لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. أنزل هداية للناس، هداية أو هدى للمتقين. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. وقال في آية أخرى هدى للناس. وجعله سبحانه وتعالى معجزة تحدى بها الكفار خالدة، فميز لهذه الأمة على يد نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم معجزة لا تفنى مع نبي الأمة موسى. ماذا كانت معجزته التي تحدى بها قومه؟ تلك العصا التي إذا ألقاها صارت ثعبان مبين، ثعبان عظيم، ولا؟ لكن لما مات موسى أين العصا؟ ذهبت إيش؟ المعجزة معه. وعيسى كان يبرئ الأكمه والأبرص ويحيي الموتى بإذن الله ويخبرهم بما يدخرون في بيوتهم، كل ذلك كان يفعله عيسى. لما مات ما ورث الحواريون معجزته؟ لما رفع حيا إلى السماء وانتهى عصره وجاء نبينا بعد 500 سنة وسينزل آخر الزمان، في هذه الفترة هل بقيت معجزته؟ إذن كل نبي تظهر معجزته وتفنى معه أو تذهب معه إلا نبينا محمد. إن لو جاءك إنسان اليوم يعارضك في إسلامك فيقول أنا لا أؤمن أن هناك شيء اسمه إسلام، ما البرهان على أن إسلامك حق؟ وإذا بك وكل أمة محمد معجزتها في يديها يحمل القرآن فيقول له ائتني بثلاث آيات مفتريات انضمها، فسيبقى عاجزا. فكل نبي كانت معجزته له وتفنى وتذهب معه إلا نبينا محمد، فهي المعجزة باقية خالدة وهي بكل أحد معه. إذا جادلكم أحد الكفار من الملاحدة أنكر وجود الله كان ملحدا أو أنكر الإسلام أو الجنة أو النار فقل له انضم لي ثلاث آيات مثل القرآن فسيقعد متحيرا فإذا قال قال منكم هذا يخشى أنه دعوة منك إلى إفساد الدين لأنه قد يكون شاعر ويلبس ويأتي بشعر من ثلاث أبيات جميلة جدا فيظن من لا يفقه كالأعاجم كمبتدئي العرب في اللغة يظن أنه مثل القرآن فانتبه الآن ما من أحد ينوي شوف تحدي القرآن إلا يختم الله على فيه وقلبه فينطق بما يضحك منه ما يستطيع يعني أول إذا جئته في حال السلم تقول له قل لي شعر فيقول أحسن ما يجد مما يجذب القلوب قبل الأسماع لكن قل له عند التحدي أتحداك وأنت تنكر الإسلام أن تأتيني بثلاث آيات يقول تحداني هيا خذ إذا بدأ يتكلم هنا يختم على قلبه مباشرة فينطق بما يضحك منه قطعا وهذا لا شك فيه ويدل على ذلك العرب ففيهم مثل مسيلم الكذاب هل ينقص حفظ أشعار؟ ما ينقص أشعار كثيرة كانوا وش تسبيتهم أصلا كفارهم وش عندهم غير هذا الشعر تغنون به وتسامرون به فيحفظ أشعار كثيرة ليه لما جاء يتحدى أو عفوا يدعي النبوة ها؟ وأنه ينطق ما يشبه القرآن ليش تكلم بما يضحك منه ما كان يقدر يجي بأشعار ها؟ من تلك الذي يحفظها ويقول هذا القرآن لكن لما جاء ينطق نطق بما يشبه الهذيان يا ضفدع نقي نقي ها؟ وإذا ما نقت يعني وش بيصير ها؟ قال يا وبر إنما أنت أذنان وصدر طيب الوبر هذا وش يشبه الفار هذا وش اسمه تعرفونه طيب أنت عبارة يا وبر ترى عندك أذنين وصدر وش يعني وبعدين إذا صار ينطق بما يضحك منه لذلك ابن القيم قال أو غيره ما نطق أحد بما برأيه بما يعارض الشريعة إلا تكلم بما يضحك منه وهو كلام الله بإجماع العلماء ليس بمخلوق ومن قال أنه مخلوق كما نص الإمام أحمد فهو جهمي كافر نعم
Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentions the next point that Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he mentions وَالْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَلَيْسَ بِمَخْلُوقٍ that the Qur'an is a speech of Allah and it is not created. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon his servants from the great and which is the greatest from the greatest blessings is that Allah Azza wa Jal he revealed This Qur'an that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He describes لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه that no falsehood comes to this Qur'an from the front or from the back. And Allah Azza wa Jalla sent this Qur'an and revealed this Qur'an as guidance to man and guidance as a guide to man and guidance for the muttaqeen. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم that this Quran it guides to that which is more upright or most correct. Allah عز وجل says ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين that this book that there is no doubt in it is a guidance for the متقين. Allah عز وجل says in a different ayah هدى للناس that it is a guidance for all of man. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made this Qur'an a mu'jiza, a miracle, that na'am, that it is that the kafir is challenged forever. He is challenged forever with this Quran, and this Quran, it is a challenge for the kafir forever, wherein, and it is something that is a maziyah. It is something special that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to this ummah through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is a speciality, something special and specific from the virtues of this ummah that was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give to his ummah, and it is a mu'jiza that it didn't disappear with the dying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh mentioned Musa alayhi salam, he had his stick, that when he throws his stick it will turn into a snake. But when Musa alayhi salam passed away, then his stick, it went away with him too. And it went with him, it no longer exists. Isa alayhi salam, he used to heal the leper, he used to heal the blind, he used to raise the dead bi-idhnillah, by the will of Allah. And he used to inform the people what they eat in their homes and where they hide things in their home. But when he was raised to Allah Azza wa Jal alive and not dead, then those miracles, it ended with his time. And he will return in the Akhiru Zaman, before the end of time, before Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And every prophet, his mu'jiza, it appears in his time and it goes. Except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a mulhid, for example, if an atheist comes and he tries to debate you or tries to argue and says, what is your Islam and what is this Allah you believe in and you what's the evidence for such and such? The mu'jiza of this ummah is in its hand. And you tell this person, bring me something that is like, bring me three verses like the Quran. And at this point, that this person, he won't be able to, he will be incapable to do so. And the Shaykh, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentions that every mu'jiza, it goes away with the Prophet except Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is baqiya for every person, it is remaining for every person. So this mulhid, if he denies Allah and Jannah and Hellfire, then you say to him, put together three verses like this Quran, and he won't be able to. And the Shaykh says, if someone comes along and says, then maybe this might be putting a person in danger because the Mubtadi, the new person who does not know much Arabic, he might be beguiled and twisted by this disbeliever. Because he might be a sha'ir, he might be a poet, he might be good with his tongue. Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says that there is no person who attempts to challenge this Quran except when he attempts to do so, Allah locks his heart and he makes him speak with something that makes him a laughing stock, that people end up laughing at him for. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says that an example of this is Musaylimah al-Kadhab. Musaylima, he was a man who knew much poetry, he was eloquent, and he had memorized a lot of ash'ar, a lot of shi'r and a lot of poetry. But when he wanted to speak and try to claim that he's receiving Quran, then he said things that made people laugh at him, and it was like it was nonsense. He would say, Ya Dufdi', or Ya Dufda', he would say, Oh frog. Peck at what you peck at, and he would say, "Ya wabar," and I believe wabar is like a bat, if I'm not mistaken. "Ya wabar," he would say, "Oh bat, you are two ears and a chest." He would say things that are, يعني, that have no ma'na, has no meaning. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentions that Ibn Qayyim and other than him mention that there is no person that attempts to oppose the Quran and the religion with his ra'i, with his opinion, except that he says something that will make people laugh at him and he will become a joke. And then Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala says, the kalam of Allah, the Quran is kalamullah, that is the speech of Allah and it is not created by ijma'. It is something that the whole ummah has agreed on. And the ijma' of the salaf as well. And whoever says the Qur'an is created, then he is a jahmi kafir, a disbeliever, like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal mentioned.
وَالَّذِي يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ مَخْلُوقٍ لَا تَقُلْ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَسْقِدْ لأنهم هم يقولون ربما كلام الله مخلوق فقل كلام الله غير مخلوق لما نقول غير مخلوق؟ لأننا لو قلنا أنه مخلوق لجعلنا صفة من صفات الله مخلوقة فالقرآن كلام الله وصفة من صفاته وصفاته ليست مخلوقة نعم القرآن كلام الله وكلام الله سبحانه وتعالى صفة قائمة بذاته فهو متكلم يتكلم متى شاء فتجمع صفة الكلام عنده سبحانه تجمع له صفة الكلام بين كونها قديمة نعم بلا ابتداء يعني كلام صفة فيه قديمة بلا ابتداء ولكن يتكلم متى شاء يعني واحد هنا أو هنا تقول فلان هو أخرس ولا متكلم يتكلم يقول لا يتكلم ليس بأخرس فهمت فتل أنه له صفة الكلام يتكلم ومع ذلك يتكلم متى شاء فصفة الكلام ذاتية فعلية ذاتية بحيث أنها قديمة النوع فهو متكلم بلا ابتداء سبحانه وتعالى يتكلم متى شاء هذه صفة فعلية أنه يتكلم متى شاء الصفة الفعلية تعود لإيش؟ إلى المشيئة والصفة الذاتية هي الملازمة لذاته كصفة السمع البصر نعم فهي ملازمة له جل في علاه والقرآن كلامه صفة والكلام صفة من صفاته غير مخلوق الصفة غير مخلوق من قال أنه مخلوق نعم فقد ولكأنما استحل عبادة الأوثان لأن الله ليس وثن فإنه سبحانه وتعالى كلام في صفاته ككلام في الذات كما أن الذات نقول غير مخلوقة ولا ذات إلا بالصفات كذلك صفاته غير غير مخلوقة سبحانه وتعالى ليس كمثل شيء وهو السميع البصير مما يدل أن كلامه غير مخلوق قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نزل منزلا فقال كما خرج بعض السنن من نزل منزل فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق ثلاثا لم يضره شيء في منزله ذلك حتى يرتحل أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات لو كان كلام الله مخلوق لا تعوذ من إيش مخلوق لكن هذا يدل أن كلام الله ليس بمخلوق ولذلك ابن عباس رضي الله عنه كما نقل عنه شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية سمع رجل يقول يا رب القرآن اغفر لفلان فقال ابن عباس ولم يذكره ابن تيمية مخالف من الصحابة قال إن القرآن ليس بمربوب أي ليس بمخلوق فلا يجوز أن تقول ورب القرآن كما يقول بعض العامة يقول ورب القرآن حرام هذا لأنه جعل القرآن وصفة الله مخلوقة لأنه قال ورب جعل فيها رب كما أنه لا يجب أن تقول ورب الله كذلك الصفة لا تقول ورب كلامه والقرآن بل قل والقرآن يجوز أن تحلف بالقرآن لأنه صفة من صفات الله ولا يجب أن تقول ورب المصحف لأنه يحتمل الورق ويحتمل كلامه ولا يجوز أيضا أن تقول والمصحف لأنه هو الورق وهو شرك بل قل والقرآن لأنه صفة من صفات الله أو قل ورب الكعبة ولا تقل ورب المصحف. وأما قولهم أن الله لما قال وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله، قال كلام الله هذه إضافة تشريف مثل ناقة الله، أي إضافة المخلوق إلى الله إضافة تشريف هنا، كلا بل هي صفة، هو صفة من صفاته، ولذلك يجب أن تردف ذلك الدخول غير مخلوق. نعم نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he goes on to explain that an evidence that the Quran is not created and that we say that the Quran is not created and we shouldn't say that the Quran is the speech of Allah and just stay quiet, rather we should say the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. Why? Because if we were to say that it is created, then we have made this sifa of Allah, which is this the attribute of Allah, which is speaking, we have made it we have made it something created. Because al-kalam, speaking, is from Allah's attributes, and it is not created. And the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is something, it is an attribute of al-dhatiyya. It is something that is with Allah, it is from the essence of Allah Azza wa Jal. He speaks whenever he speaks whenever he wants, and he says whatever he wants. And this speech of Allah, this attribute, it is connected to two things. It is qadima bila ibtida. It is something that is with Allah Azza wa Jal from his essence, and it has no beginning. Likewise, it is eternal with Allah Azza wa Jal with no beginning. But likewise, Allah says and speaks when He wants and says whatever He wants. So if we were to say, from the people, if you were to ask, is he dumb or can he speak? Then it said no, he can speak. But Allah Azza wa Jal, His speech is eternal and it is from His essence, and He says and speaks whenever He wants, with whoever He wants. It is dhatiyya, it is from Allah's essence, and it is qadima, it is eternal with Allah Azza wa Jal, it is from Allah's essence. And likewise, it is fi'liyya, it is something that Allah does, and He says and He speaks when He wants. So it is connected to Allah's dhat, His essence, and likewise Allah's af'al, Allah's actions. Yani Allah speaks whenever He wants. Likewise, those different attributes that are connected to Allah's essence, is that, like as-sam' wal-basar, like hearing and seeing, all of this is with Allah. It does not, Allah is never unable to see, or Allah is not ever unable to hear. And likewise, Allah is not ever unable to speak. Allah can speak, Allah speaks whenever He wants, and this is from His that, Azza wa Jal. And whoever says Allah is his speech is created, then فَكَأَنَّمَا اسْتَحَلَّ عِبَادَةَ الْأَوْثَانِ, like Abu Muhammad al-Qahtani رحمه الله تعالى mentioned, that it is as though he has made himself, he has done istihlan, as though he has worshipped an idol. Because when a person says that it is created, from the evidences, sorry, that the Quran that is not created, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned from the hadith collected by some of the Ashab al-Sunan, that they narrated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever settles in a place, whoever من نزل منزلا, whoever settles in a place and then says the following dua, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, three times, I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words from everything evil that he has created. Whoever says this dua three times, then nothing will harm him until he gets up and leaves from that place. Then the Shaykh said, so if this speech of Allah, if the speech of Allah was created, then what would we be seeking refuge with? Something that is also created. If we say that the Quran and the speech of Allah is created, then you saying I seek refuge with Allah's perfect speech, you would actually be seeking refuge with something that is created, and that is impermissible in our religion, and it is something that takes the person out of Islam. And for this reason, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentions that a narration that was collected by, or that was mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, on the authority of Ibn Abbas, that he heard a man say, and making dua, and he said, Ya Rabb al-Qur'an, or Ya Rabb al-Qur'an, O Lord of the Qur'an, O Lord of the Qur'an, اغفر لفلان, forgive so and so. And then Ibn Abbas, when he heard this, he said that the Qur'an laysa bimarbub, that the Qur'an is not something that is created for you to be saying, O Lord of the Qur'an. And it is not permissible, like some of the awam, some of the general Muslims, they say, and they make the speech of Allah something created, they say, وَرَبِّ الْقُرْآنِ, they say, by the Lord of the Qur'an. And this is haram, my brothers, the Shaykh says. And likewise, it's not allowed to say وَرَبُّ اللَّهِ, or by the Lord of Allah, or you swear by, you say, oh, the Lord of such and such attribute of Allah. None of this is allowed, because this is making the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal something that is created. So do not say, but the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said, you can say وَرَبِّ الْقُرْآنِ, you can say by the Lord of Na'am, وَالْقُرْآنِ, sorry, you can say وَالْقُرْآنِ, you can say I swear by the Quran, because the Quran is a speech of Allah, and it is from the speech of Allah is from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. But you should not say وَرَبِّ الْمُصْحَفِ, or وَالْمُصْحَفِ, you should not say I swear by the Mus'haf, because the Mus'haf is made up of ink and paper. Rather you say by the Quran, you can swear by the Quran, and that is allowed. And you should not say وَرَبِّ الْقُرْآنِ, you should not say وَرَبِّ الْقُرْآنِ, by the Lord of the Quran. This is impermissible. And as for their statement, when it comes to Allah's the ayah in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, wherein Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ, and if one of the mushrikeen, one of the polytheists, he seeks refuge with you, فَأَجِرْهُ, then take him somewhere safe, حتى يسمع كلام الله, until so that he can hear the speech of Allah. They say, some of the people, they say, this is إضافة التشريف, this is like attributing, or this is إضافة التشريف, my brothers, is like saying ناقة الله, is giving something honor, like you say like the camel, the she camel of Allah. It is something that when you're giving something nobility, you connect it to Allah. They say this kalamullah, they say that it is not really from Allah's attributes, but rather it is something that is making the speech of Allah something that is noble. But rather they don't believe that it's from the speech of Allah, that is from Allah's attributes. Rather they see it to be something that is created. And they say it's idafatu tashreef, and it is connected, and it is added with Allah's name for honor. Like Baytullah, like the house of Allah, you're giving it honor. But this is not the case, my brothers. The Quran, the speech is from the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what we believe. Naam.
قال رحمه الله ولا يضعف أن يقول ليس بمخلوق. لماذا يضعف؟ وهو حق. والذي يضعف أن يقول ذلك في تجهم وفيه ضعف في يقينه. قال فإن كلام الله ليس ببائن منه, أي قائم بذاته سبحانه وتعالى, قديم النوع, كما يقال فلان متكلم, ولكن الله ليس كمثله شيء. وليس منه شيء مخلوقا. لأن المعتزلة يقولون قائم بمكان آخر، فرد عليهم بقول قائم بذاته، فإنهم يقولون القرآن مخلوق. وقد امتحن الإمام أحمد في هذه المسألة، ومر عليه الواثق والمأمون، نعم، في الخلاف وقت ثلاثة خلفاء، وقت الخلافة العباسية، وكان يضرب ضرب شديد في هذه المسألة ويمتحن فيها حتى كاد أن يهلك، حتى قيل بكر الصديق يوم الردة وأيمن أحمد وقت إيش فتة خلق القرآن، وصبر رضي الله عنه ورحمه في السجن صبرا عظيما، وكان إماما يقتدى به، فلم ينطق بما يحبون من أن القرآن نعم مخلوق، بل بيّن أنه ليس مخلوق وأنه كلام الحي القيوم الذي لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، ليس ببائن منه وليس منه شيء مخلوق. وياك مناظرة من أحدث فيه، من أحدث في القرآن، إياك والجلوس معه. فقال مثلا لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق، هذا محدث، لأنه يحتمل المتلفظ به وهو القرآن، ويحتمل إيش كلامه، فهذا محدث. وكذلك من وقف فقال لا أدري مخلوق وليس مخلوق وإنما هو كلام الله، فهذا صاحب بدعة، مثل من قال هو مخلوق وإنما هو كلام الله ليس مخلوق. الآن اللي قال ما أدري مخلوق وليس مخلوق ما أثبت أنه كلام الله، إذن هو لم يثبت أنه كلام الله غير مخلوق إذا قال لا أدري. والشأن كما لو قال لا أدري وجه الله هو مخلوق ولا غير مخلوق، يجوز، صفة من صفاته غير مخلوق الوجه. فكذلك الكلام على كلامه، الكلام في الصفات واحد. نعم، طيب أكمل.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he continues with the statement of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى wherein he says ولا يضعف أن يقول ليس بمخلوق. That a person should not be weak and he should not be incapable to say that the Quran is not created. Why would he be weak in saying so, and why would he be incapable to say that the Quran is not created when it, whilst it is the truth, it is the truth that the Quran is not created? The only reason or the only person that will be weak in the face of this is a Jahmi, a person who has a tajahum, or a person who is weak in his yaqeen, in his certainty. Because, and likewise, then the Imam says, فَإِنَّ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ For indeed, the speech of Allah, لَيْسَ بِبَائِنٍ مِّنْهُ It is not something distinct and separate from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh Hafidhu Allah Ta'ala says, it is قَدِيمُ النَّوْعِ It is something that is eternal with Allah Azza wa Jal.
قديم النوع بلا ابتداء.
Yeah, it has no beginning. It is eternal and is from Allah Azza wa Jalla's that, and it has no beginning. Just like if a person, it was said about a person, does he speak? Is he able to speak? And he said yes. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is able to speak, and Allah Azza wa Jalla laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like unto Allah. There is nothing like unto Allah. Then the Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ مَخْلُوقٌ And there is nothing about the Qur'an, and there is no aspect or nothing from the Qur'an that is created. There is nothing from the Qur'an that is created. They say, that the Mu'tazila, they said that... They say that the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal is separate from him. It is separate from Allah. And the Ahlul Sunnah, they refuted them and they said that the speech is with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is from Allah's attributes. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, whose Risala we are reading from, he was tested in this and... he was tested and beaten severely And there were three different leaders that he saw from them, Al-Ma'mun, Wal-Mu'tasim, and Al-Wathiq. He saw these three leaders and their reign and their time that they were in control. He was beaten and he was tested, and he saw much hardship, and he stayed firm. He stayed firm, rahimahullah ta'ala, to the extent that it was said that Allah saved this religion through Abu Bakr in the time of Ridda, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away and the people began to exit the religion. Abu Bakr, he fought against them and he preserved the religion. Likewise, Imam Ahmad, in this mihna, in this test and this trial, he was put through, wherein he stayed firm. When everybody else, they said that the Quran is created, he stayed firm and he said that the Quran is not created. Allah saved the religion through him. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala said that Imam Ahmad, he is a imam that should be followed and taken as an example. And he clarified that the Quran is not created. And then the Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُنَاظَرَةُ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِيهِ. And beware of debating the one who introduces and innovates in this regard, in this matter. The Shaykh says, do not sit with him and do not debate this person.
يعني من الإحداث فيه
أي نعم.
أن يقول مخلوق من الإحداث فيه أن يقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق
نعم لا the person
من الإحداث فيه أنه قال لا يدري هو مخلوق ولا كل هؤلاء لا تناظرهم مبتدعة هؤلاء
like the person who says that it is from the speech of Allah, the Quran is created, or like the person who says that my recitation is created, as the Imam here says, وَمَنْ قَالَ بِاللَّفْظِ وَغَيْرِهِ. And like the person who says that his recitation, the one who says my recitation is created. Because this can carry one of two meanings. He can either mean that the Quran that he's reciting is created, or he can mean that his speech is created. In any case, this is not something permissible, and it's not allowed to debate with the person. And likewise, al-waqif, the person who hesitates, and he says, I don't know if it's created or if it's not created. This person also, he is sahibu bid'ah, that he is a person of innovation. And he is like the one who says the Quran is created, the one who stops and hesitates and says, I'm not sure. Then he is just like the one who says the Quran is created. The Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala, he says, like the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is not to be said that it is created, and it is not to be hesitant. A person shouldn't be hesitant in saying that the face of Allah is not created. Rather, it's from his, na'am. This is all from his sifat. Na'am.
Qala wal imanata.
Then the Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he goes on to say, wal imanu bil ru'yati yawm al qiyamah. كما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأحاديث الصحاح.
وقد تقدم معنا الأحاديث الدالة على رؤية الله يوم القيامة، وأنها ثابتة في موضعين اثنين. الأول في عرصات يوم القيامة يرى إلى علو، كما قال شيخنا العلامة الإمام بن باز عبد العزيز بن باز بدرس الطائف، قال لنا أن الله يرى إلى علو لأنه بائن من خلقه، مستوى على عرشه، عنده له صفة ذات له صفة ذاتية وهو العلو، وله صفة فعلية وهو الاستواء على العرش. فيوم القيامة نراه كما نرى قمرا بدا لست بعد ثمان، إن نراه رؤية واضحة في عرصات يوم القيامة. المؤمنون يرونه ويحجب عن الكفار، كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. نعم، كما في حديث جرير. الثانية في الجنة، إذا دخل أهل الجنة قيل لهم إن ربكم إن معكم إن لكم مع ربكم موعدا، فيقولون ألم يدخلنا الجنة، ألم ينجنا من النار، ألم يبيض وجوهنا، فيظنون أنه لا نعيم أعظم مما هم فيه من عناق الحور العين والشرب من خمر لذة للشاربين ليس به غول، وكذلك شرب خمر ليس لبن مصفى وماء غير آسن، وغرفاتها من لؤلؤ وجبرجد، وقصورها من خالص العطيان. يقولون ما فيه أنعم من هذا لهم فيه، وأساور من ذهب، وجمال في وجوههم وفي نسائهم وفي خيامهم وفي أرضهم، وفي ولذة في أطعمتهم. فيقول ما فوق هذا نعيم. وإذا به يفجأهم كشف الحجاب والنظر إلى رب العالمين فيرونه رؤية حقيقية ليس تخيلية لأعينهم، رؤية حقيقية يظهر لهم سبحانه وتعالى ويرونه في الوضوح كما يرون القمر ليس دونه سحاب في ليلة تمامه، ليلة 15، لا يضامون لا يزدحمون ولا يرونه رؤية غير واضحة، بل واضحة لكن بغير إدراك، لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار، فحينئذ يفرح المؤمنون في الجنة ويتلذذون بهذه الرؤية بلذة لم يتلذذوا برؤية شيء من أجزاء الجنة والبشر اللي في الجنة وغير ذلك بمن نعيم. فنسأل الله أن يرينا نفسه وأن لا يحجبنا عنه بذنوبنا سبحانه وتعالى.
There on the Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he says on the next point, which is point 14 in the books that you have in front of you, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and the belief and our belief that Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen on the Day of Judgment. كَمَا رُوِيَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ الصِّحَاحِ, like was reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in those authentic reports. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he says that we have previously discussed just moments ago we discussed the ahadith that are pertaining to seeing Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are thabita, they are affirmed, and it is something that is confirmed in two places that the believers will see their Lord: on the urusat, on that plain on the Day of Judgment where everybody will be standing, where Allah Azza wa Jal will gather the first and the last, and he will be seen from above. Allah Azza wa Jal will be above. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says that Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this in his durus in Al-Ta'if in Saudi Arabia, that Allah Azza wa Jal will be looked at whilst he is above, because Allah Azza wa Jal, from his sifat al-dhatiyya, from his attributes and his essence, is that Allah Azza wa Jal is above. And from the sifat al-fi'liyya, from Allah Azza wa Jal's actions, is that Allah Azza wa Jal, he istawa ala al-arsh, that he rose above his ascended above his throne, and he will be seen clearly, like Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he quoted from Abu Muhammad Al-Qahtani rahimahullah ta'ala, wherein he said that Allah will be seen like the moon is saw 6 days after the 8th day of the Hijrah, meaning on the 14th day, that of 14th day of the Hijrah, when it is full moon, 14th day of the Hijri calendar, the moon is full on the 13th, 14th and 15th. The point is that Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be seen. As for the disbelievers, they will not see Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ, that nay, they will not be able to see their Lord on that day. They will be veiled from seeing their Lord on that day. That is the first place. On the urusat, on that plain where everybody will be standing, the believers will see Allah. The second place wherein they will see Allah is according to the hadith of Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu anhu, wherein he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed you will see your Lord. The believers, when they go into Jannah, it will be said to them that you have a meeting with your Lord. And whilst they are in Jannah, they will believe that they have not received anything better than what they've received from the Hur al-Ain, from the women, the pure women in the Jannah, and from the drinks, the different types of drinks that they will receive, and from the na'im that they have, whether that is in their homes and the places, that the palaces that Allah Azza wa Jal gives them, and a different bliss that they will receive, they will think that there is nothing that is better than what they received until they until they see Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the best thing, when Allah Azza wa Jal removes the veil, the hijab from himself, this is the best thing that they will be receiving in Jannah. This is the best thing. And this is a sight that Allah Azza wa Jal will be seeing, which is haqiqi. It is not something that is not imagination. It is not something that is... Allah will be seen, Azza wa Jal. Just like the moon is seen on a full moon, on the 15th night or the 14th night. As you see, and there's no... You don't have to jump over somebody's shoulders to see the moon. Just like everybody can see that without any problems, then Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen. But Allah will not be encompassed. Allah, His sight, it will not be encompassed. Meaning that we will not see all of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather we will see Allah and we will get to see Allah Azza wa Jal. And the believers, when that happens, they will be yatalazzadhun, meaning that they will be in bliss. This is the best thing that they receive, and this is the happiest moments in Jannah for them. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he makes the dua and asks Allah Azza wa Jal that he allows us to see his beautiful face on the Day of Judgment and Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and that Allah doesn't prevent us from seeing him due to our sins. Wallahu A'lam.
جزاكم الله خيرا نلتقيكم إن شاء الله بعد صلاة الفجر
شيخنا في سؤال
يقول بعد الصلاة
خلي هذا